Red 5, I'm going in.
Stay in attack formation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Trench Run Report. This is a show that's called Acolyte Identity that we're doing following the
that
show.
That really works now.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, mm-hmm. we got the identity of our masked...
Big baddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got that, plus we got the mixed... The
Uno reverse.
Right.
Yeah, like, nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Like,
before we start, spoiler alert.
As always, yes.
So, I'm your host, Justin Gray, and here with me is
Aaron Russo, standing by.
David Brooklander, standing by.
John McAnally, standing by.
And we're going to be going through our likes and dislikes, and overall thoughts, and then we'll end, as we always do, each episode with a rating at the end.
So, and this is for season 1, episode 5 of The Acolyte.
Night.
Because last time it was...
N-I-G-H-T.
Yep. Where the...
Okay, so it picks up basically immediately where the last one, which was this like force push of this masked, of the masked master, pushes everybody, and then it shows Osha as like waking up and kind of stumbling on the scene, which... Like, the force push makes, like, a giant, like, monster handprint in the ground or whatever.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. There's a red shirt, Jedi dead. And then she hears combat going on and then can see the red master or whatever. That was a good fight. Like, fighting off all the red shirts, basically, and, like, slaying them one by one.
Yeah.
Including, like, the double, like, I think he stabbed one and then pulled the other one into the stab.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then decapitated them, like, off camera or whatever, of course. But, like... Like, yeah, you're just like, okay. Like, you took out 5 or 6 in one go, like, one fight. Just wild. That was all the red shirts. And then... But then they kind of split up for a while. So they have, like... Well, they have Yord and Osha, like, going off. And then they have Sol and the Master fighting. And then they have Jackie and May fighting. That was really effective to me. Like, the triple cuts of three...
Oh, yeah.
Like, two actions in one, like, getaway... And they're like, we gotta go back, kind of like... But then, yeah, then it all converges there. And, like, all those people are in one spot there at the climax of the episode. With, yeah, some crazy twists and turns there. As to who's... Like, nobody's safe here. And, like... So I guess who was first? Jackie was first?
First what?
The first death?
Casualty?
The first, like main character death?
Yes.
Yeah.
He, like...
He
punctured her 3 times.
Well, because, yeah, like, he split his lightsaber in half. Like, he has a double blade, or at least, like, a double lightsaber, because he...
Like a samurai, they got the katana.
Right, so he, like, turned it, and then, like, he, like, stabbed her 3 times from behind. Like, you could see from behind her getting stabbed 3 times. Like, that was unexpected. I was not expecting her to die. I thought maybe...
Yord
would. Like, I thought he might be a little bit of a red shirt at some point. But not her. I wasn't expecting them to have, like... the young plucky Jedi girl be a casualty, because that's unusual for Star Wars in this era to have something like that happen.
Dude, that
was really episode, effective.
Like, I it almost feels like they did it on purpose. They're like, Disney Star Wars.
Yeah,
well,
that will be very interesting to see the discourse
how it
this
felt
week
with Kenobi. With that episode when they have Vader come in, he's just neck snapping and dragging people with the force.
Oh right,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it, but
this was the whole freaking episode.
Yeah, it was long, like these long drawn out action sequences, not drawn out in a bad way. It just like extended, like kind of like not in a bad way, but like you know how like fan films like they emphasize like the lightsaber combat, like they put all their effort and attention into like the choreography of the fighting.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and there's like little like the dialogue just serves to like set up or transition the fight scenes. This it was more like that, but like pretty well done.
It's lightsaber
right?
porn.
So it's very yeah. So it's
the
like
dialogue in the script, are
which like Star Wars, the Star Wars movies, each of them, especially the prequels, have like sequences like that where it's like they interrupt the action with little, like, asides, or, like, they're moving the story characterizations along.
Right.
Like, the fight is, like, almost like a personification or, like, a outward expression of, like, the internal battle. Like, you see that with, like, the battle, like, at Bespin with Vader and Luke and Empire, and especially, like, the throne room. Like, that's more or less an extension of the emotions of what's going on. So, like, that kind of captured that essence pretty well in this episode. Like, it felt very Star Wars-y with, like, lightsaber combat. And, like, but they added, what's cool is they added, which a little, why isn't, like, Jackie going for a lightsaber? But they have, but you see it with Sol, like, they're like, backup mode is, like, martial arts. So, like, Sol, like, he couldn't, he, like, broke his lightsaber or whatever. And then he, like, did some, like, kung fu stuff, like, like, as a backup to, like, subdue somebody, right? So it's, like, this version of Jedi have, like, a backup plan of being, like,
a bit more restraint.
Right.
But what I love about this episode is that this guy was like, oh, you're going to restrain yourself?
Yeah, he knew the rules, and he's like, oh,
it almost reminded me of, like, the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I'm just here to make you break your own rules.
Right.
What did he say something about, like, if you don't obey the rules, or it doesn't count for breaking them, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. If you don't follow the rules, and you can't break them, or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is so, like,
so Joker-esque.
Very postmodern and very, like,
and one very, like, right, just like
transgressive or whatever.
Yeah. Like, he's not even, like,
right. That's not a mustache twirling bad guy of, like, I want power or I want whatever. It's like he just wants to be, like, chaotic evil, right? Like, just be a rule breaker, a Joker, an anarchist. Well, like, for the sake of it.
Because
he just, like, wants to wield his power.
We don't know enough about him yet.
Right.
But what's very clear is that there's got to be something in his background where he's, right, like... It reminds me a lot, like, I don't know if any of you have read The Rise of the Red Blade.
Mm.
But it's very... like, it's the story of a Jedi who becomes an Inquisitor. And, like, the story is about how she's a Jedi for most of the book, but she always doesn't feel like she can do the Jedi thing. And they make it very relatable. Like, her darkness is very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has these moments where she gets to fully, like, just be uninhibited in her. And then she's like, yes, this is what I'm about.
The seduction, like, of the dark side.
Yeah, but it's like, but when you're reading it, you're like, yeah, I can see how that would feel good.
Right, but that's, like, seductive, and
he just,
right,
seemed so, like, in, like, he warning, seemed like, as horrifying as he was, he just seemed, like, fully alive. Like, he's like, rah!
Right, yeah. So to back up, it's Khmer. That's that's who's behind the mask, because the mask got broken. Because that, like, didn't
Jackie, did Jackie break it?
Yeah, Jackie broke it, and then he killed her, and then when she flopped down, then we see it's him. Like, that was the way they revealed it, was like, you're shocked at, like, oh, this major character death, but also, like, oh, it's him. Because, like, we're like, oh, we're going to see who it is, and then...
And, like, the way that you the first shot after his mask came off was...
Her face.
You're looking at her face.
Yeah, seeing
then him. It was from behind her, but you couldn't see his face.
Yeah.
And then she goes down.
Yeah, that was well done.
And then, oof.
And then Yord comes in at some point right around there. And then he's like, you. And, like, then he snaps his neck.
That was, dude.
I wasn't expecting that at that time.
Oh, I wasn't expecting him to die. And I wasn't expecting him to die like that.
Wow.
Like.
Yeah.
What?
I thought it was like a hostage or like a, like, let's negotiate and trade or whatever. But it's like, nope. He just wants to kill. Woo. Oh,
yeah.
But then, so, like, what did we think about... So, like, the plot required him to, like, exit stage left for a little while. Or, like, they needed to, like, get him out of there so the plot could continue. So they used the, like, let's put a light on him so that the bugs carry him away.
That was the only part.
Was that kind of like, like, that's, like, that seemed like a first draft idea to me that they, like, ran with. And I was like, we got to find a better way. Like, short of, like, let's have an earthquake and then the chasm separates us, like, in Force Awakens. Like, there's got to be, there's always something like that that, like, separates the two fighting characters.
It's kind of like the red...
Yeah, like, that that worked for that, right? Like, that is, like, we need Obi-Wan isolated so that Qui-Gon can die. Like, let's use a natural thing in the environment. And, like, they're kind of going for that with this, but I'm like, I don't know if, like, getting carried off by the dumb, like, space bugs or whatever.
Well, that
works.
bothered me because I thought, that's how he dies?
No, I didn't think he'd die. No, no.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was going to be it. No. I was like, hell no.
No, they have to do the separation thing, like... It's like, it's like Vader, like, just missing the Tantive IV in Rogue One, and it leaves, and he's like, rawr, like, you know, like they always do that in Star Wars, where like the villain and the hero like separate, or like, oh, the lava separated us, or you know, like that's a very common thing, and that's how they chose to go with this one. And like, I get what they're trying to do, but like, I don't know, that part I was just like, oh, really? That was my only like major dig.
Let me pose this question. I want to hear what you guys think. Like,
okay,
because like, obviously, we've all had very different opinions about this show going into this episode. And we're still fleshing out this episode, but I'm a little bit surprised. I've definitely been enjoying the show up to this point, but I'm very surprised by, at least for me, how much of this worked. Not just on the level of like, just like pure, like. Like, first of all, like, the fight choreography, like, the lightsaber duels, the hand-to-hand, like, I have seen so many sequences like that, and you just can't even follow what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even tell.
Right.
Like, what is...
Because it's, like, shaky cam or quick cuts or...
Shaky cam or bad lighting or...
Or it looks like a stage play where it's... The camera work isn't doing... The camera isn't its own character. It's kind of static, and you're just kind of watching, like, people fight on a stage.
This was
like a blend of it all.
I could follow every...
Right. Because like Kenobi had the shaky going on, that was like a detraction for me. Was like,
yeah,
this fight would look so much better if you like didn't shake the camera around. Just hold it still, please. Right?
Or they cut to certain scenes like a little bit too quick.
Yeah,
like that was
halfway into the slash.
Yeah, these are
that
was long.
Yeah,
takes
wrong takes. Yeah,
of like a lot of combat.
Yeah,
but I was really surprised at how emotional it was. Like, I felt like all the times when I was supposed to feel something for the characters as they were experiencing this whole episode, like it worked. Like, I think that's what, I mean, as much as it was just like freaking cool,
right?
And don't get me wrong, like that's what worked in this episode. It was just freaking cool.
Yeah.
But like, there was enough. I feel like the development they did in the first four episodes was enough. It wasn't perfect, but it was enough to where, like, when Yor dies, when Jeki dies, when Mei and Osha have their confrontation, like, I don't know, there was definitely, for me anyway, like, a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe I was even for me, is a, like, even though I was really enjoying the show for the most part, like, I wasn't sure if I was gonna feel anything when,
right,
like, because like, I didn't really feel anything when Kelnaka died.
Right.
Didn't really feel anything when Torben died.
Right. Certainly
didn't
not.
Didn't feel anything when Indara died.
Right. Right.
But here, like when Yord died, when Jeki died, when all of them, everybody but Sol basically
died. When you're like worried, like, where's Sol? Is he okay? Because like at one point, like to him, the Sol and Chimer were fighting, and then like Chimer just like shows up and some other person like, wait, where's Saul? Like, what happened with that duel? But that's where like somehow they got separated, and
like,
and
Saul
like comes back in. You're like, okay, he's okay.
The stakes were high. Like, I was worried about Saul. Like,
yeah,
that's the first thing I was thinking. Where's Saul?
Yeah.
Where's Saul? Like, what
is
happened?
Is he okay? Is he all right?
And then I was even worried about Chimer, even though he's the bad guy. I was like, I don't know, is he gonna get killed by the bugs? No. We need to stay in the show. So
when Osha and Yord were like, they were going away, but then Osha was like, we need to go back. That was not like, oh, I need to go rescue my sister. That was like, I'm worried about Sol and Jeki,
yes,
her new friends,
yes,
and her old master. Like, Sol, they have a history, obviously. Yes. So she's more worried about them. It wasn't, because like, if you had this like whiplash of like Osha, like, oh, I love my sister, but like, she tried to kill me. That's the last thing I know about her. But like I think they're trying to do some like conflict, and they kind of came to a head with this conversation, which was like the first conversation they've had since they were children, was like on that ledge there,
that night.
And that resolved with like, I guess like Mei was trying to like convince her like to come over to the dark side, or at least start down that path of like, you've been lied to, like let me tell you what's really going on. Osha kind of rejected that was a little bit like the join me and we'll rule the galaxy as father and son, was like kind of like the moment like that where she's being offered like,
but
join
was,
me a little bit,
it was way more personal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, very personal.
Right.
Anyway, what do you guys, like, what was your, like, take on that?
yeah, I think this worked for me. I thought it was effectively, like, there was nothing like, what's going on, or why is anyone doing what anyone's doing, which has been some of my criticism is, like, yeah. I don't understand, like, what these, like, drastic turns in, like, characters' decisions, or, like, I'm just going to say randomly, like, when May was like, I'm going to quit, like, last week.
Right, it was like,
what? That explains why, like, there was that one scene where, like, Chimera's trying to kill May, but, like, the other two Jedi are also fighting him, so, like, they almost stop him from killing her by fighting him, and, like, it's like, there's, like, a three-way battle going on, or whatever, like, he's trying to kill her, and they're trying to stop him, just overall, not stop him from killing her, necessarily, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's killing May, or trying to kill May, because he's, like, upset. He's, like, disappointed with her as an apprentice, but, like, that's because, like, she told him, not knowing that was the master. Like, it's like if you texted what you thought was your coworker, like, I hate my boss, I'm quitting, and you're like, crap, I just texted that to my boss, right? Like, that's why he decided to, like, I guess that's when he just, like, you know what I mean? Like, she kind of, like, quit on him, not knowing it was him, and kind of, like, opted out of the challenge, and he was trying to, like, nudge her to stay in the game, right? And, like, but then that, like, has a consequence here of this episode. The consequence of, like, failure is you have to die now,
right.
And that's what he was trying to do. But then he got exposed, which he wasn't planning to have his I think he was planning to kill them all.
Yeah.
Everybody, and then start over and find a new apprentice or whatever. But, like, the plan got complicated by the mask getting unmasked, so now he really has to kill. So now he's in big trouble because Sol saw him and then probably maybe knows who he is, at least recognizes him from the shop, well, at least.
But he told Sol.
Right. There might be history there.
Don't you remember me? And he couldn't have been referring to when he saw him in the shop because he had the mask.
I don't know. That's where I'm not sure. Like, is there more to that, or was that, like, are we supposed to wonder, or are we supposed to? Was that supposed to be a callback to the shop? Remember, we meet from the shop, and, like,
yeah, maybe
is that good or bad writing if we can't tell the difference between what was being referred to? You mean?
I think it's more of the keep the audience guessing kind of tactic.
Okay. Like, we're supposed to wonder if there's more of a backstory than you met me recently in that shop. Like, I was the guy, like in Law and Order, right? It's always, like, the second or third guy you see. It's never the first person they interview or arrest. It's always, like, the person you most medium suspect is the one who did it, right? So it's, like, that what they're going for here. It's like, oh, although he's always been the most sus to me. Like, I pegged him early as, like, a top candidate to be the Sith. But he even said, I'm a Sith. Like, he's like, what are you, like... You could say I'm a Sith, or, like, they called me a Sith, which
I don't know
what, like, maybe people are going to be upset about the lore on that. I don't know, because it sounds like he's killed everyone who's ever
seen him,
been able to see him. So, like, the myth of the hidden or extinct Sith can continue, which is, that's how they operated. They made sure kind of nobody knew they were around,
right?
By killing everyone. But this is a big trail of bodies. Like, you can't just have all these Jedi Masters getting killed and no one's going to be like, oh, well, whatever. But maybe that's the meta, right? In the real world of, like, you can't have all these actresses going through Harvey Weinstein's office.
And nobody knows
anything. Like, is that the meta? Right? Yeah, right?
But I think that's... that, combined with the fact that Vernestra keeps trying to keep this on the DL...
Yeah. Is that because she's in on it? Or is that just because she is that, like... wedded to the purity of the Jedi, and, like,
well, either way, the combination of him potentially killing anyone who sees him and them trying to cover it up would make this,
it all works together to keep it quiet,
right? That he wouldn't know.
A symbiotic relationship, kind
of, right?
Well, like, it's just like, it's like the Jedi's interest in not having bad PR coupled with his tactic of no one who sees my face lives.
But, like, Kiani Mundi is, like, orbiting this right now. And if he never finds out that it was a Sith, or, like, what really went on here, because, like, if Vernestra Rowe, like, runs interference and, like, for her own reasons or whatever, like,
well, she
buries the file or buries the story, then he may truthfully think, like, they've been extinct for a millennium. Like, he might be ignorant of, like, what's really going on.
Well, in that, and that's scene how they preserve last week,
that, right?
In that scene with him in the...
Right.
At the temple, like... There was no consensus about what they were dealing with.
Right, because they're like, it's a strand, or what do they call it?
Vernestra said, oh, it's a that has to be a Jedi that trained her.
Right.
And then the other people say a splinter group.
Splinter group, yeah.
And nobody says Sith.
Right, everyone's throwing around, like, possibilities. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it ends there, like, the lore is intact because it's like, we never really got to the bottom of that. Like, by the time he's on the council, he'll be like, yeah.
Right.
Nobody ever used the word Sith. We never, like, went down that trail. We never thought it was a Sith.
I would say that
file got buried and it marked classified or whatever.
And this, like, I think there's a very high probability by the end of the show, everybody's dead.
Possibly, yes.
May, Osha, everybody's gone.
And then Vernestra Rowe would, like, steal the file and put it in the with the Ark of the Covenant, like, the back of the thing. Like, we're not going to talk about this ever again. You know what I mean?
Assuming she survives.
That's true, because she's old in this.
At some point.
Right, and she's, like, old in this story because she's younger in the High Republic.
Yeah.
So, like, that could be how she, like, exits the story, is a final, like, maybe the final showdown death is the secret dies with her. And, like, literally nobody knows. So Kiani Mundi was never in on it. And, like, that would explain, like, the deception's complete, right? Because everybody who would know...
It's partially the Jedi's own fault.
Right, because there's, like...
For covering it up.
He, like, didn't open the door, didn't pick up the rock, so he's like, there's no Sith, because I haven't looked under the rock to see the Sith. Like, they've been extinct, and that's how it is. And, like... But then again, I don't know how you explain, like, all these Jedi Masters just dying.
Without getting caught up in that.
Anyway, yeah.
Right? Like, like, just within the confines of the show.
Yeah.
This was really, really well done in terms of, like... Like I said, that's what I'm saying, like... Like, I'm surprised by how well this worked, not just visually or just on an entertainment level of just, like, watching cool fight scenes and stuff, but, like, it worked on the level of, like, the stakes for all the characters that we know, and then, like, that switch at the end where, like, May is Osha and Osha is May, and, like...
Yeah. But only... So Sol doesn't know that... Osha is May. He doesn't know that yet.
Right.
She's secretly disguised as her sister. But then I'm pretty sure Chimer, like, so is like, ooh, a new apprentice, like, at her low point, or at, like, I can, like, swoop in and, like,
right.
And seduce her now in, like, a acolyte way, not in a sexual way.
Right.
But, like, he's like, ooh, a new apprentice, because he's kind of like, I gotta kill her and everyone else, and, like, I gotta find a new apprentice. That's all he wants. He said he wants. All he wants is, like, to someone exert his power and, like, teach someone. Be allowed to, like, have an acolyte. And so he, like, has one served up on a platter who is the twin. Like, maybe this twin will be better than the other one. And, like, that's where he's at. But, like, what's going to happen when she wakes up? Like, that's going to be the next, like... She's, like, now an unwilling hostage to this guy. And is she going to get, like, brainwashed or de-brainwashed? Or he's going to probably drop some knowledge bombs on her that's going to make her be like, oh... Maybe you do have a point, right? Perhaps. Like, because he might know a bunch of stuff about their history, you know?
Flashback.
Yeah, we can get...
That's,
like,
kind of what
right.
I've been...
If he is somehow involved in that, like, witch cult story, or at least knows what's going on, like, maybe we'll see the other side of the story, as it were. Or through May. Like, if May confronts Sol about it, like, maybe that's when we'll see the other perspective of what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe from May's perspective, she obviously thinks, like, they invaded our home. Like, she thinks that it was, like... I was thinking the whole time, like, we never talked about this, but, like, that episode 3... It was very much like Waco. Like, remember that? Like, if you're a Branch Davidian, then it was like the goons came in and, like, burned your children randomly after, like, a 40-day siege. But if you're, like, the FBI, it's like, well, no, they have got guns and they've got kids hostage and it's dangerous. Who's right? Some mix of the other, right? And there's, like, various depictions of that Waco incident in film and stuff. And, like, one side is, like, more, you're like, oh, man, I feel bad for these Branch Davidians. And the other ones, you're like, I feel bad for, like, or I'm on the FBI side in this one, right? It's all a matter of perspective. It's like that that whole thing that went down, like, from May's perspective, she was, like, one of the Branch Davidians who got, like, invaded by the goons and they burned up her whole place. And from Osha's side, it's like, I was in, like, a death cult or whatever. I was in, like, a dangerous cult or whatever, and they rescued me.
Right.
It's the same events, but, like, a different point of view. That's kind of interesting. I'm sure they'll show the other side at some point. I think it was a mistake to do one full flashback episode. I think they could have sprinkled in that story throughout the story at the right points and gotten, instead of, like, all at once, it's just, like, little, they're peeling back little bits of the backstory to where we can't really trust what we're seeing. Like, we're not really sure. It leaves it to us to piece together all the flashbacks we've been giving to decide, like, which version we bi or not, because it was presented kind of matter-of-factly to us in one episode. It would work better if it was piecemealed out and we have to piece it together and we're like, how do we put it on our wall of crazy and how do we view it, you know, versus like them just showing it to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What did you guys think?
Whew. Where do I begin?
The beginning.
Yeah. No kidding.
A long time ago.
Oh, not that. Well, that we're not adding back to the first episode on this one. Yeah, the shot where they... at first I was kind of worried because they built up the... Like, the people that were involved with the show were kind of building up this. Like, they were like, we practiced
action. Yeah, I heard, like, episode five is, like, a big action one. I'm like, okay, we'll see. Because up to this point, they're kind of like, they were right. Yep.
So, so going into that, I was like, okay, I mean, it's not impossible, mm-hmm. but that's a pretty high bar to jump. To jump over. And
didn't they compare it to, like, they said, like, this is better,
like,
than
Phantom Menace fighting tier. I was like, oh, okay,
right. Or like, is this better than the Duel of the Fates? Or like, they didn't throw down like a Yo Mama joke about it, kind of like they were like, oh, you just threw that down, like, you better, like, mm-hmm. you better have the receipts for that kind of, like, yes. challenge, like, how dare you, like, they slapped you with the glove, and it's like, well, you better show up for Pistols at Dawn if you're slapping me in the face like mm-hmm. that, right? It's kind of like challenge accepted,
challenge accomplished.
I mean, yeah, that was probably, like, the best lightsaber stuff in this Disney era of shows, at least, I would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure, like, shows.
The only comparison would be, like, Kenobi. Everything else hasn't really had lightsabers.
Well, even by, like...
I don't think Luke's thing counts as a lightsaber duel.
Not really.
No. Right.
No.
Yeah, that's just like a slaughter of
robots. So, for me, lightsaber fights include The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. That, like, I don't count The Last Jedi, because there was no lightsaber-to-lightsaber contact. Right,
true.
Though...
There was Rey and Kylo and, like, the Death Star ruins.
Yeah, that's just more like
that one.
And like the and like the big waves and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it counts.
Which was pretty cool. I liked that.
Then Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka.
Oh yeah.
Oh, true. Well, who did
Ahsoka and
Anakin? Oh, that
Ahsoka and Anakin, Balin. And Ahsoka.
Oh, Balin, Ahsoka, and then some of the Inquisitors. And,
Mara and Ahsoka.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But none of it comes close to this.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
that was all, like, fine compared to this.
So, like, when they, like, showed that shot with, like, the trees covering it, and then I was like, okay, can you please?
Yeah, they had to do the TVPG version of the tree covering the decapitation.
Then, like, and then as it went on, I was like, okay, this is good. Then, like, they were pulling some moves that were like, okay. I wish I was cool enough to think of that. And then, like, he stabs the one guy and then pulls him.
Yeah.
that was sick.
And did it seemed like his, like, I guess he had, like, a wrist guard that would, like,
he did
break,
have, like, this,
it would,
like,
break people's lightsabers temporally. Like, it would, like, stun the lightsaber. Yeah, because they came back
cortosis.
On.
So,
yeah, cortosis, yeah.
The lore for cortosis is it's like Beskar, but it has, there's something with the material. It sends, like, a feedback loop through the lightsaber, mm-hmm. so it short circuits.
So it's,
is
like...
Is that something that the Sith...
Yeah, that was, like, Darth Bane. Didn't he have, like, a full suit of that?
Bane didn't. There's a lot of it in the comics.
Because I thought he mined cortosis. That was his, like, origin story.
He mined them for the Old Republic.
Right.
But he had the best... Or not the,
He had the scale thing.
Yeah.
That scale armor, whatever. That was, like, a parasite infection thing that he had for a while.
Orbalisks.
Yeah. Yes. He had, like, this... Like, he was, like, covered in, like, these, like, leeches that are, like, hard. But they made it so he was, like, basically invincible. but they like sucked his life. Or, like he had to like use the force to stay alive under this like shell. It's like Darth Vader. It's supposed to remind you of Darth Vader, where he like uses the force to like keep himself alive against this like life draining.
So
thing.
like this duel is how like I had mentioned, like, yeah, that's how I envisioned it would be with Bane. Mm-hmm. But Bane would be like more of like a bodybuilder type guy, and like crazy powerful. Mm-hmm. I'll find a picture of him. Sorry, go ahead. You can keep going.
Alrighty. So, and as you said, I really like how they split the fight three ways.
Well, they had the action in three chunks, which is good. Like, mm-hmm, three scenes happening that they were keep cutting back and forth to.
Yeah.
Two of them being high-paced and one being, like, a more tension, like, because you're like, oh, are they going to get, like, ambushed by those bugs again? Or, like, mm-hmm, are they going to turn around? Like, they're supposed to be going to the ship, but, you know, Osho, like, wants to go back, and Yord's like, no, we got to keep going. So that's, like, there's motion happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't just have three giant action-packed things happening. You need, like, one relief thing during that. And they kind of balance those three pretty effectively there in the middle.
Remind me a lot of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. You're kind of, yeah, like, you're managing the tension release and managing the, like, mm-hmm, ebb and flow of the energy with editing and, like planning out, like, what's going to be seen when.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what is the emotional journey that the viewer is on? And is it, like, is the pace, like, jarring where it's, like, and then if you insert the wrong comedic, like, if you have, like, that dumb little tracker guy, like, being stupid in the middle of all that, like, that would just, like, ruin it, right? Or, like, oh, ooh, I step in poo-poo, or whatever, like, like, it's, come on, Dad, like, George, what are you doing? You know? like, in the middle of, like, Qui-Gon getting stabbed, the next thing we see is, like, he's, like, running away from the orb, like, oh, no, what was he? And it's, like, ah, we just saw Qui-Gon die, and, like, you cut to that, really? Or whatever. Like, come on, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, failing upwards and, like, you know, destroying the droids on accident or whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, I did feel like the pacing to the whole episode worked.
Mm-hmm.
There was no point where I felt like it went on too long or too short. It just hit just right. And there were moments where I was just like, what? And yeah, just overall, I had fun with this episode. It was intense. It was definitely
fun.
There was a lot of twisted turns, Saul still the person that makes me come back to the show.
He's like the lawful good, mm-hmm, aligned character. Because he was about to strike him. And I was like, do it. And I can't. It's like,
But then at the same time, you can tell he has a secret.
He called out. He's like, I am comfortable with my darkness, but like, what are you doing with yours?
He's
like,
still got something we don't know about that's like torturing him.
Right. That's where I wonder, like, did they assault the witch coven and, like, they fought back and then they had to kill them? Then everyone died from a... Right? Like, something happened with that witch coven that I think is the source. Because, like, that wouldn't make the other guy, like, kill himself. Like, what we saw isn't alone to make the guy drink the poison, right. The other guy.
Well, we know from like, trailer something footage happened. That Kalnaka goes after Torben with his lightsaber. Mm-hmm. So Torben must have done something, maybe that,
or gets like brainwashed into doing something. Like
stop him.
He gets the mind control.
Well, yeah, we had that.
Oh yeah,
because he kind of
that dialogue about
my
mother could control a Jedi.
Because Yord was like he was getting in my head or whatever, and it's like that reminded me of which I thought might have been like was that the hint that like oh maybe it's the Zabrak mom,
yeah,
right? Because like she's using the witch magic, but nope. But there might be something there. Yeah, you're right. There's something about that.
We still don't. There's still a lot of things we don't know.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
and also the reveal was done very well, and I also really like that little hint where he May was even surprised.
Yeah, and then he uses the voice.
Yes, when he's voice.
She's yeah, like, face that, face
that
was me.
So, that was I'm like, so, yeah. That was so Palpatine, dude.
Right. Right. He switched into Chancellor Palpatine all of a sudden. Like, the fool, so, the attack on my life has left me.
He's like, yes. Kill him.
Like, yeah,
like,
right.
It's like a Palpatine scene like that.
Or he's like, I'm so weak. And then, yeah.
But like that performed, like, yeah, like that moment where he's just like,
right.
Where he's like,
yeah.
Because he did almost transform
between
he,
two different characters, yeah. But nothing else changes right. On the screen except his.
Because he had a totally different presence as him, his real self than like the fool, like the like court, like oh, I'm such a bumbling idiot, hurt. Like he's almost like all this time you're like this guy's just like a, like what is the point of this guy unless he has to be it, otherwise he's like just an annoying sidekick. But like, and it turns out I was right. But it's like he's almost like he's like overdoing it, but that's like on purpose.
Well, let me tell you, in a sense, like right? For me, it was like. My only pushback against him being the Sith was that it was like, if that's the case, you better nail that reveal because it's yeah. Fucking obvious. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's so many ways that they could have yeah. Not stuck that landing.
Right.
But they did.
Because they could have done like a Scooby-Doo thing, like, I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you. Yeah, like, some kids, like, you know.
Like, they were like, he's like, oh, it's Chimer. But he's off. He's a murderous
right.
Menace. Like,
right.
It wasn't like, you know, he's just a little bit more scary when he's mm-hmm. himself. It was like, no, this is like a monster.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm. And like, he's not just hiding behind the mask because he's like, when he didn't have the mask on, he's still like, it's not like he's just in a persona with a mask. And like, as soon as you take it off, he's like a scared little kid all of a sudden or whatever. Or, you know what I mean?
It's like opposite Kylo like, Ren in a way.
Yeah. He's worse without it on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like his, that guy's, performance as both characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Mm.
He got real buff for the role because, like, he was in The Good Place. He's like this scrawny little, like, yo kid or whatever. And, like, yeah, in this, he's like this, like, jacked.
Well, like, yeah, they even, like, the way that they kept that hidden most of the time
right.
Until you saw him in his.
Yeah, and we're like, those are masculine arms. Like, that can't be. Yeah, that's like the. That's like obvious. Gina Carano arms or a guy, right? You know what I mean? Like, strong. And I'm like, what's going on there? But like, they make it so like, not ambidextrous, androgynous. Like at first, like that the reveal until up till this episode, it was like, is it a man? Is it a woman? Can't tell. The voice right. Is like disguised. Like that was all right. On purpose,
yeah.
So that you're like guessing. Like, is it a man? Is it a woman? Doesn't we don't know. But then you start seeing like arms, and then obviously
yeah, I figured
like,
out
the face.
It wasn't a woman. I was like, wait, okay, those are not
right.
The arms of
any woman
that we've seen in the show,
right.
Although I don't know how much we saw of,
maybe Zabrak's are really buff. I don't know. That would be the only thought because it looked like tattoos, but it's more like Sith like energy, like the Sith eyes, and it's like your like whole skin is like you're like radiating dark side energy or whatever. Like
yeah,
your blood is blowing. Body. Your blood is flowing black or whatever.
Take that pre workout.
Yeah, kind of. He's like, he's all sweaty and like jacked and like.
Dude, we haven't heard
high on the force
yet.
Or whatever.
I want to hear what your thoughts are.
All right, so I'll give credit where credit's due. That was a really good fight. Really, really good fight. Really would have loved to see like that kind of intensity with, again, going back to Darth Bane and like the era of the Sith with Old Republic. Not too much
in this show or just in general?
Just like in general, like that type.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's like served up on a platter for good TV would be to adapt those novels into a show.
Right.
Like that would have been just a slam dunk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like you didn't have to do any work to adapt that. It would have been awesome to do the Darth Bane trilogy as three seasons of a series or
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
I love the brutality of it. Because we get glimpses of that with like Vader.
Yeah.
But nothing that's like.
But he's impaired because he's like, you know, he's got like.
And
robot this arm.
Give or take. Because he's brutal in like a lot of the
right.
Comics.
Right.
And being able like to see that in Kenobi, that's where I was like, this is the Vader. This is like
yeah,
Vader how like Legends is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he doesn't give a crap who's in his way. He'll use people to get at Kenobi or Jedi, other Jedi. So being able to see this in a different aspect with different characters, different force users. It was really well done. I think the only person who could have done a better fight would be Nick Gillard. But other than that, I think it was very, very well done. I agree that the cutting back to the different fights going on, it seemed to fit. It wasn't like it cut at a wrong spot. And it seemed like the meld pretty well. Let's see what else. I really loved what they did with his gauntlets and helmet. Mm-hmm. With it being... Now, I don't know if they're going to come out and say it's Cortosis, but...
But obviously it was resisting the lightsaber. He was blocking and, like, hitting the lightsaber with it. And, like, if you know, you know. But
yep,
if you don't...
You know.
If they don't use the word, it's fine, because we will know what they probably meant, right? Like, we'll know what it is without them saying
it. But the way they incorporated it in the battle...
Works within... If that's what it was, really it works good. Like it should.
Like, yeah. If you went to the headbutted the guy's lightsaber and just, like, short circuits.
Right.
Yeah, what the...
I did like when they were doing that fight scene in the trees with him against the multiple Jedi. Mm-hmm. He like gets that one dude down, stabs him from the back, and you see the blade pop out of his chest. And I was like, oh, that's good. And then he shish kebab the other Jedi.
Two of them. One, and then pulls the other one into it.
Yeah.
That's wild. And then decapitates them just for good measure.
Just for good measure.
What a massacre.
The only thing with the fight that I didn't like was Jackie. Like, she almost seemed like she got Starkiller juiced as, like, a 15-year-old Padawan, and now she's, like, beast mode Starkiller taking on, like, a Sith... I'll just say Sith person, air quotes. That's just
like
that.
But she didn't last that long with him. She lasted longer with Mei, and then she, like, pretty quickly got... triple stabbed by it, when she faced
they
the kind of
drug
guy.
It out a little bit, and it seemed like she like they put her on a different level mm-hmm. for that fight, which
well she went from 0 to 100 like we didn't see her do anything up to this point, right?
Just
other than the training with the Padawans in the temple, like that was sort of a preview of like she knows like the drills or whatever.
Right?
Is she still a Padawan? Yeah. Or is she mm-hmm. a knight?
She was a Padawan.
But she looks like she's like... She might be like...
She looks like she's 15.
Closer to... Like, maybe they do the trials around that time. Like, she's like a high schooler for the Jedi training. Like, she's nearing the finish line, perhaps. Because she's like going on missions and stuff, which... You know, I guess they do that,
right? Yeah, they do that.
But this is like a dangerous combat one.
Like,
which is different.
I think like that would have worked. Because they brought it to the point where it was her and Sol versus...
Yeah.
Yeah. That... I think that would have worked out a lot better if it was like she goes after him and then she just like automatically realizes she's overpowered. So then you get kind of like that Master Padawan duo like we get with like Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon in like the books and the comics where Obi-Wan does decent, but as soon as Qui-Gon comes in, it's like, all right, now the game's changed. Because then you have the Master and Apprentice facing off against the big baddie. Mm-hmm. But it's not like each person is 0 to 100, or like they brought like her up to Soul's level, even though he's a Jedi Master.
Right.
Where there's that flux in power, where it's like if he takes out Soul, then you see Jackie's struggling really bad. Then if you see he takes Jackie out, it's one on one, like Master versus Master. Then it's even fighting. Then if she comes back in, it kind of tips that balance.
Because I can see where like if you're young and scrappy, like. If you're fighting someone more experienced, like you'll have the 30 seconds of a good, like you'll do like, I'm going to do all 5 moves I know in a row. And then after that, like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Is there,
and the more patient guy can just be like, I'm just going to parry all this stuff. I know like you're going to do this trick and then this one and then this one, this one. And then you're out of tricks. And now now I've got you. Cause you're like, oh crap. Now
which did ultimately happen.
And so ultimately he got the best of her. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as she like, ran out her like frenzy or whatever.
How they killed her off, I think worked. Cause it was kind of like the reverse of Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
Right.
Where was...
He killed the apprentice.
Maul killed the master because he got separated from the Padawan, so they couldn't fight as a team.
Yeah.
This, she got separated from the master and he killed the Padawan.
Mm-hmm.
And that, how he did that, too.
Triple stab.
That
was good.
Dude, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, the way they choreographed that, like, it was like, you're like, oh, you did that to little Jackie. Like, oh, dude, you didn't even, like, kill her slow. You were like... He just massacred.
And then he was like she was just a child, and he's like, you brought her here. Like, he has, like, no, like, whatever, no, dude.
That was,
you're a combatant,
that was,
you know?
That like, was a good
one. They were doing, like, storytelling through the violence and through the methods and like the ways that, like, I do agree though that, like, when she first started fighting the Sith dude, I was like, oh, that shouldn't even be
right. She better not, like, exactly. She better not, like, get, like, the best of him and, like,
right.
Like, haha. Like Rey fought Kylo Ren immediately and got the best of him. But there is the
reality that, like, it's kind of like, it does work in the sense of, like, it's like when you, it's like in sports, like, when, like, you have injuries and, like, you call up the guy from the minor leagues and it's, like,
right.
And he's in over his head, but under pressure,
right.
He finds a way to perform.
But he can't go a whole season at that level. He right. just, like, will do that game really well.
The problem.
Yeah,
that's a great point. The only thing with this is that it seemed like, because I think there was like two separate times where she takes him on, and it's almost like evenly matched.
The first time, for sure.
Yeah, all,
like they were pretty much toe to toe.
Which, unless he was going to toy with her, maybe I can see that. But it's, I felt like that they had a too much of a level playing field. Now, like, if he had, like, brought in, like, some crazy force powers to kind of, like, show her, like, hey, you might be an okay duelist.
Like, I'll show you lightning now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a better duelist, and I've got crazy powers.
There was no, I didn't get any I'm toying with you vibes.
I didn't either.
Which is a little bit problematic, because he just, like, took out, like, five full-fledged Jedi Knights all by himself.
Yeah.
And then couldn't take her out.
Yep.
Right.
Super quick.
So he did disarm one of the lightsabers, though.
Yeah, because she had two, which I guess was somewhat of a surprise, maybe, to everyone. And she probably wouldn't be that adept at two. Like, she probably did a little bit.
Not like, at, like, a 15-year-old.
It was kind of
just like Anakin. Like
Anakin and Count Dooku.
He did two, but he lasted a little bit, and then he got bested, like, almost immediately. So it's kind of like, yeah, you can do anything for 10 seconds when you're that young and, like, whatever. Like, the adrenaline rush or whatever. But then, yeah, like, you're not going to go the distance with double wielding unless you, like, totally train in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did, like, how he did, like, you guys mentioned that character switch when May comes in. He goes, oh, hey, May. That was so good. And then when Yord comes in, he's like, you surprised. Then I did like what they did with the grappling. They did a lot of grappling with the lightsabers. So it worked, kind of like I had mentioned with the first episode, where they just drug out the kung fu fighting.
Right.
And there was really no point for it. This is where they brought in some grappling with the lightsaber combat.
Right.
So you're getting like that 1-2 punch.
And I like how they gave us a reason.
Exactly. Maybe
because this guy was so formidable, there was no, you can't just jujitsu this guy.
Like, yeah.
Yep.
You've got to take out your lightsaber to survive against this guy.
Even when they brought it in near the, like, the end of the duel, where they were going, like, street fighting, that seemed to work because they built it up throughout
and the lightsabers were, like, breaking or getting cut, and, like, or you're too close. Like, when you're that close, you gotta get, like, you gotta do, like, the quick jiu-jitsu stuff. You don't have room to, like, use a lightsaber, or it's getting disabled or broken or cut and stuff at that point.
A lot of it...
They're, like, running out of lightsabers.
A lot of it worked with this episode, too. Because before they got to, like, the majority of the time where, like, they're fist fighting, is that they lost both their lightsabers.
Yeah.
So then it's like, all right, let's go. Square up.
I don't know why Jackie didn't grab hers. She had it on her. I don't know why she, like, waited so long to pull it out when she was fighting May, like, in the house and stuff. Like, it seems like she had a couple chances to get it out. She
was trying to apprehend her.
I guess.
Initially.
But you can literally disarm her and then
that
put the arms back.
That was also one part that was a little bit corny. Like, it felt like it was, like,
in the name of
you're the under arrest.
Like, I'm going to read you your whole Miranda rights.
You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Taking you to the paddy wagon.
Right. Right. Like,
what do you think
just
she was going to do?
Disarm her. Get those cuffs on her first, and then you can talk to her all you want. Yeah.
I thought that.
Well, that could play into her not being as experienced as the other Jedi.
Right. She's like, the book said I have to read you your rights while I'm arresting you. It didn't say anything about before or after I put the cuffs on. Blah, 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 blah.
Totally on a side note, like, that scene where after he throws the lightsaber at Osha.
Oh, the trees?
And then the trees just slowly fall.
Yeah, that was
like,
cool.
What? Like, that worked so well. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like...
Like, after a delay, like, it took a while
to, like... Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And it wasn't... I don't think it was supposed to be funny. It was just... It was ominous.
It was supposed to be like, woo. Mm-hmm.
It was like...
Yeah.
Whoa, don't get in the way of that thing.
Yeah.
Like...
I did like how he took out Yord, too. I'm just gonna say it.
It was a force. It was the force.
Oh
right?
Yeah, let's go.
He just used the force to twist. He didn't like even touch him. He just
did
was.
He?
I thought he used the force.
He had him in a some kind of hold.
I thought he used the force to twist. Like you know what I mean?
Either way, like
I thought it was a force twist.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I don't think have we ever.
Other than Vader force
choke, it's like a force. It's like a version of choke.
I mean, it's obviously. It's not. I mean, like Anakin, like beheading Dooku was pretty vicious, but I feel like this was more visceral. Like it was more.
Right.
Vader did snap that one civilian's neck in Kenobi.
In right. Kenobi, yeah.
But that was just like
against the wall. And
yeah, that was just like a yeah.
Yeah. I mean that. There was just. Like I've never seen, like first of all, like I like I'm like how did they do that? They just did a 34 minute duel, like that was literally like a 34 minute multifaceted duel.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
various showdowns in different forms. Yeah.
Yeah, like that was Battle of the Heroes duel, that was I don't know how long that duel was, but it was pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that was the only duel going on.
Yeah.
I think that like choreographically, like this was way more fun to watch. But I don't know that I could. I don't know. I mean, like
mm-hmm.
Battle of the Heroes was
that's
the cornerstone of the whole story.
Especially like for Battle of the Heroes, like when before they exit like that conference room, like the beginning of that point, mm-hmm. like after they do the force push against each other, Anakin and Obi-Wan, that's like the peak of lightsaber combat, I think, because you get Anakin going,
and then when they get out in the lava fields, it's kind of hokey, and like you can tell it's CGI, and you're like. Okay, how are you surviving all that?
And that was all just to set up, like, we need to do the high ground thing to be him and be near lava to get burned. Yep. We needed, like, a way to get him
but
close
then, like,
to lava.
That part, from the point where that sequence starts again, I don't know. I mean, that's the event. That event is the cornerstone of the whole
saga.
It's saga.
Yeah.
Is
that's
that
the,
scene.
The
it's
tragedy.
Probably one of Hayden's best scenes.
Oh yeah, Joe.
And
Ewan's
and Obi Wan's. Yeah, like I mean like
they were the chosen one.
But on the pure level of just like if you just showed me two like lightsaber fights, like I'm not even sure. This isn't even like I don't even like that was just something that was totally different from anything I think we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. It's almost if you guys seen the deleted footage that was taken out with
episode 3
with like Sidious
we
were supposed to be uh-huh. Sidious versus the Jedi and Mace that's kind of like at that level you've seen it
mm-hmm.
Would you say like the speed and intensity would be like at that level for what they did?
Mm-hmm.
I'll find that and I'll put it in our chat. It's
and I felt like it was
it's like an alternative take of what we saw of the fight with those.
Well,
because he just like he like spun and jump and then like killed the two and then like
it was like a different version of it because when Nick Gillard put that together I think he had like a couple different versions.
Yeah,
I think he showed it to George, but George really was adamant about having the actors do it as opposed to stunt people doing it.
Interesting.
Which. I think that kind of sacrificed the amount of intensity in that scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think the guy who played, did he do all that?
I don't know. You'd have to see in the credits if there's a stunt double or not.
There has to be.
Maybe.
Because most of his badassery was with the helmet on.
Yeah.
But then he did do some stuff without the helmet on.
But you can still do tricks, like you can wear a green mask.
Flips and tricks.
And then they can put your
face.
We
didn't really see many flips or tricks, really.
A little bit of acrobatics, like there's a little bit of a force jump.
That's true, there was that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that like, one scene where he was chasing. I gotta watch that.
Well, there's the one where she's there, and then he's like coming up like this, like out of focus. He's like running up at her.
Yeah,
and they're just following his helmet. That scene?
No. Osha's like bending over, like looking at somebody on the ground, and then you see him just like go like, voo, 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 like come up right up in your face.
That was that one sequence where he's chasing someone, and you just see his helmet running.
Like, that's like her seeing him in his. Like, he's, like, communicating to her through the Force or whatever. Getting in her head, like you're always saying.
From the moment he showed up at the end of the last episode to the end of this episode, like, without any conversation about lore or who he is or whatever, like, that is how you do, like, a villain. Like,
sure, yeah.
A scary, like, that whole, the whole episode, I was like, I am so glad I am not dealing with this man. Like, I do not want to be the person in that situation.
So, ratings for this one?
I'll go first in this one. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give this one an 8. I'd give it higher, but the dialogue between Osha and May, I thought that was kind of cringe. But take that 2-minute conversation out of the table. It's a 9.
Okay.
For the purity of lightsaber combat, I will give that an 8.
But that was the whole episode.
Like,
that,
the script of dialogue was way shorter than any other episode. Like, the amount of lines spoken or amount of words spoken is way
really
less.
Wasn't much.
But they still told
other than Jackie.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was getting at. Like,
right.
I don't know that I've ever seen something quite like that. The only thing that I would say, like, maybe I do feel like, even though it was not as effective, the duel between Rey and Kylo at the end of Force Awakens was somewhat similar, but the sequence in Last Jedi, even though it wasn't a lightsaber duel, where like what happens before that, and then their whole conflict with all those red guards, and then what happens after, was very powerful. Like, and the scene where, like, the dialogue between Kylo and
Rey. You'd like think she's gonna join him. Like, you're really like, I'm not sure if
and
she's
then,
gonna.
Like, when they're fighting over the lightsaber, and it breaks. Then, you know, and then all of that, like, was just very well done. But this was, like, there was so little reliance on the dialogue.
Yeah.
To tell you what was happening or make you feel the stakes, and yet you felt them, like, and like. Yeah, that was like, I mean, like I said, like, that was like Red Wedding. Like here we are, like, barely halfway through the season, and every major character, at least up to this point, is dead, except
Osha, May, and Sol.
Osha, May, and Sol, and Chimer. But
right.
But every other good, that's what made the Red Wedding
really
so
good
shocking.
Guy, yeah.
Like, you killed all the bad guys, just slaughtered all the good guys.
Right.
It's like, whoa. Like, and like,
spoilers.
Like,
from
and
10
like,
years
this
ago.
Is, like, now it's like, I mean, I am surprised. I'm one of the things I'm enjoying about this show is just that, regardless of even like some of the issues of the show, is like, I'm not, like, every episode, I'm like, I didn't think this is where we would be at this point.
Yeah, I didn't know where this was going to go exactly. This episode, like, how. Are they going to are they going to reveal the guy or not? I don't know. Probably.
And then they did.
Right, but in a cool way.
And then,
but you're still
like,
what's the story?
Wait, so what's what's the rest of the story?
What's his deal? Because we knew like May's like sort of reason, I guess. Even though she kind of like went back on it, but like he's got a
well,
why.
Now
he's
Osha
got a reason.
Is with him. May is with Sol.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dead.
Right, and May's like inserted herself. Like, is she trying to, like, be a good acolyte now? Like, is she like, oh, I got chastised, now I'm going to be a good girl in a bad way. Like, I'll be a good bad girl and, like, take my revenge on Sol by killing me at the right time without a weapon, right? Like, she's going to, like, he might be the last kill that she finally achieves to try to get back in with the master. Of like, look, I finally did the test. I passed
just
the test.
Even that sequence where they're walking on the ship together.
Like, ominous, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like,
he can't
they
tell.
Just showed her feet.
Yeah.
Like,
as long as she keeps her tattoo hidden by her hair, she'll be all right.
Yeah, that...
She's hiding it
was problematic.
With her bangs. That's why the bangs are there.
Yeah, but I mean, those...
I don't know.
when she lightsabered her haircut real quick,
yeah,
like, that showed up right away.
Yeah.
Then when she shows up with Sol, it's like, it's perfectly covered. And, like, I mean, that's a little bit... but
we'll see. Again, they should have had them. We should have had them not knowing which twin is which, right? There shouldn't have been a distinguishing mark. Maybe the tattoo on the arm for the one, like,
right?
But like, not a like face tattoo, basically. Like, we shouldn't know which one was which.
Right.
Yeah. So you rated 8, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll go 8.
Me?
Sure.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I guess I'm gonna give it a 9.
Wow. Okay.
Alrighty. So the big key that I have with Star Wars is, did I have fun with it? And heck yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was about as fun as I've had.
So I'm definitely going to be giving it a 9.6.
Wow.
And I'm putting it pretty high.
Okay.
Had very little issue with the episode. I thought that, like, despite it being the 34 minutes, it felt like it was longer than that.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Mm-hmm. And the pacing was spot on.
Right.
It was intense. I had my oh my gosh moments out loud, which I want to say that happens a lot, but it really hasn't happened that frequently in years. So, like, involving Star Wars, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely 9.6.
I'll kind of split the difference and do like 8.5 for me. From like always starting at a 5 and rising, right? So it earned a bunch of points to me and rose up this one.
I feel like,
for all the reasons we've talked about, and like, yeah, just the combat, the, like, it was all, everything was kind of firing on all cylinders of Star Wars from the, like, Andor had it from other, for other reasons, but this is like the lightsaber, Jedi, Sith, like, stuff, those elements that obviously was not in Andor, but this is, like, in that shelf of episodes for me.
This was also, like, kind of going to what you were saying, Justin, like, there's a part of me that kept thinking, like, oh, there's going to be a point where the action part of this episode ends. And it never did. Like,
right.
Like, you get those moments sometimes in a short, much
shorter. I was hoping they were going to, like, flub something and, like, ruin the episode with, like, some, like, would this have some of the best stuff and then also the most cringe thing in it, and it's all in one episode. And I'm like, ah, it's a mixed bag, right? I didn't want a mixed bag.
Man, but
you know,
it
mean?
Wasn't. It wasn't.
Right.
I mean, there was small things that we might nitpick, but, like, I just give this episode a lot of credit for, like, really, I mean, from my, at least, I'd have to, you know, let it sink in and stuff, but this was a pretty bold stroke of a very different way of doing, at least Star Wars television.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, that might be, honestly, like, it's hard to say for me, like, right, like, in the moment, like, that's in the top, like, 2 or 3 episodes of any Disney Star Wars I've seen. Easily. Like, easily.
So, like, the Kenobi finale, Mando season 2 finale.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, One Way Out from Andor or something, and, like, this, and, like, there's, like, if there's 5 spots, this is in there.
This is right up at the top. The only reason that I might not put it at the very top is that, for me, like, the context of these sequences matters. And obviously, I'm much more invested in the last episode
right.
of Kenobi.
Yeah.
Or the Mando season two finale. Like,
yeah.
That was way more emotional.
Right.
But on the pure level of, like, entertainment
engagement,
value
yeah.
here, and just enough
right.
investment in everyone that was going through all this stuff, like, and they literally, like, I love how, like, the episode starts, you get about, what, 20 or 30 seconds to, like, kind of catch your breath from the end of the last episode, and then it just ramps
for her to,
up,
like, wake up and, like, wander
really
in,
doesn't let you
and
go
then hear the lightsabers, and then, like, when she's, like, hears and looks over, and then it really starts, so, yeah, you have, like, 20 or 30 seconds to like get okay, guys, get back in gear.
Never, even in the scenes with Osha and Yord, like even though that was like the pause,
right?
It still, you still felt everything else that was going on in the background, right? Like, and like.
I think even Yord was a little conflicted. He's like, we have orders, but he's like, I would love to, like, I want to stay and help. I want to fight, like, but, like, I'm supposed to take you to the ship. But he's, like, telling himself that as much as he's telling her that. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you think that that sequence where Chimere says, you knew it was me deep down, didn't you? That almost felt like he was talking to us. Like,
yeah, that was a little bit of a fourth wall.
Yeah,
and like, I'm like, yeah, of course. I called it pretty early that you were like a prime suspect to be the Sith, like, guy.
Because anybody watching the show would have put him in that spot.
Right.
But I think that was like I said, for me, it was like, because it seemed so obvious that it was him, that if it ended up being him,
it had to be done right.
I just didn't see too many ways that happens where I'm like, that was cool.
Right, and they did it.
And they did it.
Yeah, cool. So that'll wrap it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is it for this episode. We will be continuing to talk about this show since we only have
three more
episodes.
Which
it should be longer than 34 minutes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.